AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Police say they know who they're looking for after a gunman shot five people at a Midtown Atlanta medical office. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens.
One is deceased and four are fighting for their lives at Grady Hospital, and we're prayerful that they pull through.
This man was on a different floor but heard the shooting.
It wasn't a lot. It was a few single popping. You know, it just sounded like maybe someone's motorcycle backfired or something, but we could hear it out of the window.
The Coast Guard says the suspect served about 4 years, 4.5 years, and was discharged in January. The man accused of killing five of his neighbors Friday night in Cleveland, Texas, is behind bars after his capture overnight. Judge Randy Ellisor.
He was charged with five counts of murder. The bond was set at $1.5 million on each charge, a total amount of $7.5 million.
The suspect's wife and a friend have also been arrested for allegedly helping him escape and for hiding him. Another interest rate hike from the Federal Reserve. Here's CBS's Jason Brooks.
The Fed did as expected and raised short-term interest rates by a quarter percentage point, the 10th straight increase, lifting the federal funds rate to a range of 5 to 5.25%, the highest level since September 2007. But the Fed signaled it may be willing to pause rate hikes at its June meeting, saying in the statement it will take into account the impact of tighter monetary policy and the lag in which it affects the economy and inflation.
The Dow dropped 270 points. The Nasdaq lost 55. Russia claims that Ukraine is behind a pair of last night's purported drone attacks on the Kremlin. Here's correspondent Charlie Daggett.
Russia has called it an assassination attempt on President Vladimir Putin in a statement saying an attempt to strike the Kremlin residence of the president of the Russian Federation with two unmanned aerial vehicles or drones. Unverified, we stress, unverified videos posted on social media appear to show at least one drone shot down over the Kremlin overnight.
Promising news about an experimental Alzheimer's drug.
In a late-stage trial of more than 1,100, the company says the drug donanemab slowed cognitive decline by 35%. Experts say it is strong evidence that removing sticky amyloid plaques from the brain helps patients. Robert Egge at the Alzheimer's Association says they have pushed for treatments that can change the course of the fatal disease.
This phase three trial results, they indicate clearly that's what's happening.
The company says it plans to file for U.S. approval by the end of June. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Two U.S. Olympic athletes have died. Sprinter Tori Bowie, who won three medals in 2016. Calvin Davis, a bronze medal winner in hurdles in 1996. No cause of death announced for either. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Does your vehicle have over 75,000 miles? Get maximum high-mileage engine protection with new Syntec Full Synthetic High-Mileage Motor Oil exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec High-Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Ask for Syntec High-Mileage at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to oxfords or t-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, February 4th. The Southwood County Airport Public Meeting will take place at 8 a.m. in the Airport Terminal Building at Alexander Field. The Wood County Highway Infrastructure and Recreation Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Highway Department Conference Room in Wisconsin Rapids. In Portage County, the Local Emergency Planning Committee will meet at 8:30 a.m. in the Portage County LEC Training Room in Stevens Point. The South Central Library System Board of Trustees will meet from 10 to noon in person at Biltmore Lane in the Chester Room or virtually via BlueJeans. The Commission on Aging, Aging and Disability Resource Center Board will meet at 4 p.m. at 1519 Water Street in Stevens Point. The Human Resources Committee will meet at 5 p.m. at the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 40. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun again tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 70. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance for scattered
storms.
Stop
surfing the dial. You found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition, the happier, happy hour. I got my little buddy here with me in the Solidarity Realty Studios, WMBX, Mad Radio, Madison, Wisconsin. Here we are, Dominic,
Gertie,
Ebode, and perhaps even callers at 844-967-2789. But Dom, I want to start this hour talking about Tucker, rhymes with Tucker Carlson.
Oh, he's just terrible.
The headline here, the Tucker Carlson text message that set off panic at Foxy News. Well, do tell more. I found this one at the Raw Story Plus. You know, now you got to have a subscription to get the Raw Story Plus. But I pay up for you fine people. Tucker Carlson, in a text message that surfaced on the eve of the Dominion defamation trial and prompted the right-wing cable host firing, seemed to relish the beating of an Antifa protester by three Trump supporters, the New York Times is reporting. The text message was sent to one of Carlson's producers in the hours after the insurrection. Carlson describes watching the Trump supporters amid a violent attack. Carlson wrote that it was three against one, at least. Jumping a guy like that is dishonorable, obviously, he wrote. It's not how white men fight.
And there's no whiter man than Tucker Carlson. Wow, dude.
The text is part of a redacted court file obtained by the New York Times. Here's more from Carlson's text stream. A couple of weeks ago, I was watching video of people fighting on the street in Washington. A group of Trump guys surrounded an Antifa kid and started pounding the living, let's just say crap for radio's sake, out of him. It was three against one at least. Jumping a guy like that is dishonorable, obviously. It's not how white men fight. Yet suddenly, I found myself rooting for the mob against the man, hoping they'd hit him harder, kill him. I really wanted them to hurt the kid. I could taste it. Then somewhere deep in my brain, an alarm went off. This isn't good for me. I'm becoming something I don't want to be. The Antifa creep is a human being, such that I despise what he says and does, much as I'm sure I'd hate him personally if I knew him.
What?
I shouldn't gloat over his suffering. It's not his suffering, man. He's getting his ass beat on the street 3-on-1. I should be bothered by it. I continue to quote Tucker, rhymes with Mother Tucker. I should remember that somewhere, somebody probably loves this kid. If only they could say that of you, Tucker. It would be crushed if he was killed. If I don't care about these things, if I reduce people to their politics, how am I better than he is? Well, he's anti-fascist, and you're pro-fascist.
That's Tucker. Why he doesn't like the Antifa, because Tucker and the GOP megas, they love themselves some fascist.
Is that the one that got the Foxy News concerned?
Right, that was it? That was the, that's not how white men fight? That was your final blow? Or was it that, you know, he wanted to see this kid get killed? I wanted him to kill it. I could taste it. I mean, the guy's a psychopath. Let's just put that out there. You have those kinds of thoughts? Really, dude? And the racism. I mean, it's not even... you know, it's just... They're so comfortable with it. And I don't know Tucker Carlson. I don't know if Tucker Carlson ever has been in a fight in his life. And if you've ever been in a fight, and I've been in a few scraps... you know, I'm not... if you are attacked, physically attacked, or in an altercation... You know, you do what you got to do. How exactly do white men fight Tucker Carlson? I'd like you to articulate that for me. I mean, just beyond the pale.
Well, apparently 3-on-1 style. Because I got to think those Trumpsters that he was referencing, I don't think they were black dudes.
Yeah, right.
844-967-2789. I don't know if we can trust her without a proper vetting. Maggie Dawn, how you doing, sister?
Hey, Maggie.
Hey, Mike and Tom, how are you guys doing?
Awesome. Good. Thank you. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, well, how do white guys fight? Well, in penny loafers with no socks and khaki pants from a perch at Fox News from 1,000 miles away from anything that matters,
right.
Hurling insults and racism, right? Like, that's how white guys fight. The thing that absolutely blew my mind away, in addition to effectively the bloodlust, the glee, and the racism, was that even as he's sort of turning the corner and saying, oh my gosh, we're all human beings, even that is framed up in terms of his needs and who he is. I started to think that this isn't good for me. That's what that text message says. Not, it's not good for the guy getting his butt kicked. Not, it's not good for democracy that we have disagreements that devolve into violence. It's not good for me. That is Tucker Carlson. His interest ends at the tip of his nose. No more, no less. Have a great show today, guys. Appreciate you taking the call.
Thank you, Maggie Dawn. Great insights, as always. You know, Tucker Carlson, they're really, you know, working on the self-help, you know, working on his internal self.
Well, he's got plenty of me time now.
Yes, he does.
844-967-2789. Let's take a few more. Mark from the SAC. Welcome, Mark. What
hey,
do you
Mark.
Got for us?
Hey, thanks, guys.
Sorry, man. We let Maggie leapfrog you like that, but, you know, busy woman and all that kind of stuff.
No problem. I'm looking forward to Maggie's show when it comes back on again.
Yeah, me too.
That I can remember getting jumped coming out of the loft. In eighth grade English class by three guys, and it wasn't any fun for me getting comped on. And I made the comment, you guys are just a bunch of cowards, 3-on-1. And so Tucker Carlson, he did his immediate response wasn't to you know, wanting to jump in and help somebody. Yeah, and I think he was just speculating there. But, I mean, it just is just sickening that what these guys think they can say, and they got their amen corner going, oh, yeah, that's right, let's beat on that Antifa guy. Antifa means anti-fascist. Unless you can embrace that thought, you're okay with fascism and what fascism has done in the world. You know, look at the Nazis.
I mean, Tucker's been embracing fascists. Putin. If that's not embracing, between the Trump love and the Putin love, the guy's pretty much in a fascist sandwich there.
Yeah, it is just disgusting that you can't immediately recognize that you're supposed to be standing up for those among us who don't have the power. And Tucker Carlson, born with a silver spoon or a platinum spoon in his mouth, you know, one step from home base, if not in home base itself, born into that, and he can't, he has no empathy for anybody aside from him himself.
Mark, I really appreciate your call, man, and thanks for listening. But the greatest story of the hypocrisy of Tucker Carlson is the fact that Tucker wrote a letter to Hunter Biden asking Hunter Biden to get his kid, Tucker's kid, into a preferred college. I mean, isn't that ironic?
I mean, you know, are you looking for consistency amongst these people? I mean,
if you have any influence to peddle on our behalf, Hunter, please do so.
Well, yes, they're fine with the influence.
Get the big guy involved if you can.
If it benefits them, then they're fine with it, I guess.
844-967-2789.
Is this shocking, though? I mean, is this, I thought it was a little shocking, as blatant as it was, but I mean, I can't imagine this is the first time a guy like Tucker Carlson has expressed these racist views to the degree he has. I mean, come on, he's been fired from every cable news outlet out there now, right?
But mostly he expresses those things in like Heritage Foundation speeches.
So, I mean, was this was what? Too far, too much for Fox News?
I heard the messianic stuff came out at the Heritage Foundation. I had heard it was that specific speech on Saturday night.
The what?
The speech to the Heritage Foundation that Tucker made the Saturday night before he was fired on Monday.
Oh, he did his last show on Friday. He gave a speech on Saturday. Fired on Monday.
But, of course, I wasn't privy to all the redacted text messages. Right. But, I mean... Okay, I'm not going to get caught saying a bunch of racist stuff, but there are some inappropriate things that you would find in my text messages. I'm sure I wouldn't want to describe in broader media context. Has that made me a bad human being?
Depends what it is, man.
Because you're usually the recipient of that stuff.
It's okay. Listen, people are human. I totally understand that. And we all have our flaws. We are a flawed species, as Jeff Scott Olson, attorney extraordinaire, reminds us often. But that aside.
More so you than me.
Well, you know, I'm working on it. I'm working on me, Curdy. I'm working on it. The blatant racism, I mean, okay, but we expected that from the white Christian nationalist that is Tucker Carlson, right? That's not...
The whole white...
Yeah, that's not how white people...
Delusion
fight. That's not how white
theory.
Men fight. I mean, what... Oh yes. So, what was in the other... What were in the redacted text? Was there something else in there? Because I'm not... Although I am shocked, you know, to a degree, I'm not surprised, and I can't imagine anybody who hired him or fired him or worked with him were surprised by this revelation.
Well, there is a pending lawsuit. Racist text help spur Fox to oust Tucker Carlson, according to the AP. Tucker Carlson's racist text messages shouldn't be surprising. Mm. An analysis from CNN. Slate says Tucker Carlson text messages... Why the white men lying was too much for Foxy News. I think even Slate can see it clearly. Maybe crossed the line down.
Maybe.
It wasn't the white replacement theory he espoused on the airwaves.
No, that wasn't it. That
because
wasn't it.
That was garnering ratings, and that was driving profit motive.
Oh, okay. So this was just going to further... What, devolve their profit, eat into their profit if this got out with Tucker Carlson on the air?
Could be a skosh embarrassing. Could. You know, their viewership's down 56% in Tucker's slot. You know, begs the question, who's next? You know it's going to be Jesse Waters. I mean, who else is a big enough jacknut to fill that slot properly?
Jesse, wasn't he Bill O'Reilly's guy, a man on the street kind of guy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're my man on the street. Come back.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today. 715-295-4922. Because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts, we've got the smarts.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fridays with WFHR.halfdeals.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
Celebrate Cinco de Mayo with this week's deal from La Taqueria. Get a $50 gift card bundle for just $25. That's right, a $50 gift card bundle for just $25. La Taqueria, where passion meets flavor, service, and tradition.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.halfoffdeals.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. But did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Trying to lose weight and get healthy naturally? Stoiber Healthcare can help.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 8 weeks eating real food without dangerous drugs or exercise. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for a free consultation today.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
9-6 Party. You know, it is a political party up here. We try to have a good time with our audience. And Dom, oh, something's happening there. I was a little startled. You know, I startle easy. You know how that goes, Dom. We talked yesterday about the 14-year-olds working.
Yes, here in Wisconsin. New legislation to address this really, 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 really low unemployment. What? Madison, Wisconsin at 1.7%.
Second lowest in the nation, baby.
Wow, wow. Milwaukee and greater Wisconsin at 2.5%, a full percent lower than the 3.5% national average. You know, when I was in economics, I understood that to be basically full employment.
Well, Dominic, here's what I would point out. I can top your 14-year-old serving drinks. I got 10-year-old slinging burgers at McDonald's.
Yeah, baby.
According to NBC News, 10-year-olds among hundreds of children found working at McDonald's restaurants. Now, my youngest, for a short period of time, he did work at McDonald's. And actually, he used his experience there to find a better restaurant job. I was proud of him.
I think a lot of folks do that.
But the subheadline here at the NBC News, two 10-year-olds were discovered working unpaid until as late as 2 a.m. at a McDonald's in Louisville, Kentucky.
I mean, working unpaid? Is that working unpaid?
Well, that's only child slavery, Dom.
Oh, okay.
More than 300 children, including two 10-year-olds, were found working at McDonald's restaurants across Kentucky and several other states in violation of federal labor laws. In one on two 10-year-olds working unpaid and until as late as 2 a.m. Now, how do you convince 10-year-olds to work unpaid till 2 a.m.?
I mean, they're 10. I don't think there's a whole lot of convincing. Do it.
The two children prepared and distributed food orders, cleaned the store, worked at the drive-through window, and operated a register.
Wow.
Investigators found. That's more industrious than some adults I know. One of them was also allowed to operate a deep fryer. That gets hot. A task prohibited for workers under the age of 16. He's almost half that
age. These oppressive worker restriction laws. Man, people want to work in this country.
Most of the restaurants, 45 of the 62, were in Mitch McConnell's district in Kentucky, Dom, according to data released by the department. The two 10-year-olds were among at least 305 children found to have been employed in violation of federal labor laws across 62 McDonald's locations in Kentucky, Indiana, Maryland, Ohio, operated under three franchises, Bauer Food, Archways, Richwood, and Bell Restaurant Group, LLC. Bauer Food said the two 10-year-olds alleged to have been employed at the McDonald's restaurant were children of the night manager who were visiting their parent at work and were not approved by the franchisee organization management to be in that part of the restaurant. The franchisee said it has since taken steps to ensure policies regarding children visiting a parent or guardian at work were clear to all employees. Is that what they were doing? A little take your kid to work till 2 a.m. and have him sling burgers at the drive-thru day?
Well, you know, they're just, you know, visiting dad at work. These reports are unacceptable, deeply troubling, and run afoul of the high expectations we have for the entire McDonald's brand. Tiffany Boyd, Senior Vice President and Chief People Officer at McDonald's USA, said in a statement, "It is not lost on us the significant responsibility we carry to ensure a positive and safe experience for everyone under the arches. I know how important it is that every restaurant fosters a culture of safety. As a mother whose teenage son proudly worked at our local McDonald's, I feel this on a very personal level. We are committed to ensuring our franchisees have the resources they need to foster safe workplaces for all employees and maintain compliance with all labor laws." Archways Richwood LLC did not immediately respond to requests for comment from NBC News early Wednesday. A LinkedIn account appearing to belong to the owner of Bell Restaurant Group did not immediately respond for comment either. Another comment here, Karen Garnett Civils, the wage and hour district director in Louisville, said this: "Too often, employers fail to follow the child labor laws that protect young workers. Under no circumstances should there ever be a 10-year-old child working in a fast food kitchen around hot grills, ovens, and deep fryers. The employers face civil money penalties with an estimated combined total of more than $212,000.
Pay the man. You know, probably cheaper than paying adults, right? Labor stuff.
Well,
people don't want to work, they claim.
This is what's happening, right? Number one, we're very employed here in Wisconsin and across the country. And, you know, apparently the you know, corporations, the job creators, don't want to up their wages. So where are you going to get them from? Well, you can't get them legally in from the border, right? That'd be a problem. We had, you know, a good work permit visa system here in this country. So where else are you going to go? Well, we heard it. I think it was Ron Johnson, senator from Wisconsin, said, well, you know, if the older people go back to work, maybe we won't charge them the Social Security. He's going to give them a tax break to get back on the job, right?
Welcome to Walmart.
Right, exactly. And now apparently, and as evidenced by the Wisconsin GOP wanting 14-year-olds to serve your cocktails here in Wisconsin, the only state that would allow that to happen, you know, we have this report coming out of Kentucky. Hundreds. This is not just a couple of kids. I mean, this is maybe the most egregious example, but we're talking about hundreds of kids
across multiple jurisdictions and state lines. Now, it's not just Kentucky. It's the whole Midwest.
Right.
And, you know, the Sun Belt and the Bible Belt down there. You know, spare the kid, spoil the Big Mac.
I mean, and if you're there till 2 o'clock in the morning, and, you know, most kids should be going to school, what, getting up at 6, 7, going to school at 7, 8, you know, whatever the case is. I mean, hell, that's a good 4 or 5 hours. That's, what else do you need as a growing...
Why does the kid need school? He's already gainfully employed.
And not only that, so how are the transactions? And we talk about Donald Trump and his transactional problems, right? Well, he was fixing the books. He said it was for, you know, lawyer fees, when it was actually for paying off the stripper fees. Well, that's fraud, and he's being prosecuted for that. I wonder what the books look like at all these different McDonald's franchisees as it pertains to the children.
You think they might have multiple sets of books?
I don't know, man.
They got the Federale books and then the, you know, the real books, Dan? I know we do.
Cash is king of the devil's advocates.
Fortunately, they don't let me keep the books anymore. We are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You're listening right now. You could be a part. The happier happy hour rolls on with your phone calls. 844-967-2789. Anyone work at 9 or under?
WAUK.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Safe water without PFAS tops the agenda at a workshop in Wausau. Local leaders from towns, cities, villages, and counties across the state gathered at an informational session organized by the DNR, Wisconsin's Green Fire, and other organizations this week. PFAS are increasingly found in drinking water throughout our state, and leaders say getting rid of the contamination will take a big investment. Wausau's water is PFAS-free, but residents are seeing the cost with rising water bills. Wisconsin's Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wants to eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion offices at public universities. Voss, telling the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, if they want to increase their funding, they have to show they can prioritize things to grow the economy, not grow the racial divide. Voss says the offices are a waste of taxpayer dollars. In sports, the Rockies beat the Brewers last night, 3-2. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The Wisconsin Rapids Bike Rodeo and Safety Fair will be taking place at the Grand Rapids Lions Club grounds Saturday, May 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Open to all area children grades K through 6, the event will include free helmet fittings and bike safety inspections, a passport to safety, and a chance to win a free bike. All children must bring their own bicycle for the event and be accompanied by an adult. Lunch will be provided. St. Bronislava Holy Name Society's All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast will be held Sunday, May 7th from 8:30 a.m. to noon at St. Bronislava Catholic Church, located at 3200 Plover Road in Plover.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Mainly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 40. East winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun again. Tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 70. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 44.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
But Jack Smith, special counselor, he was in the room when Mike Pence got interrogated. Air quotes. A question under oath. Probably felt like interrogation.
When he interviewed in front of the grand jury, yeah.
You were gleeful. Why is that?
Come on, man. The big boss coming to town comes in the room. Of course that's a big deal. I mean, and he should be there. I mean, of course, this is the former vice president of the United States. This has never happened before. So Jack Smith, probably very prudent to be there. I guess I kind of assumed he would, but the reporting came out today that, in fact, he was in the room. According to CNN, Smith and Pence interacted while Pence was at the courthouse. One source described the interaction as respectful. Smith's appearance is the first known time the special counsel attended a grand jury proceeding in the investigation. So, yeah, that's kind of a big deal. Pence testified for more than 5 hours. Jack Smith there to hear it all.
And once again, it would be my speculation, Dominic, that the Pence testimony has got nothing to do with documents of Maryland.
I'm not clear that that's the case.
Why would Pence have any prior or foreknowledge of what he's got in a storage container at Mar-a-Lago?
Because he's Trump and Trump's jawbones and there's conversations. You don't know.
I think after January 6th, they stopped chatting.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think
How did Trump handle his documents in other ways? Did you ever see Trump, you know, flippant with these documents? Do you ever see him give them other? Of course. Come on, man. Pence is a guy you want to talk to about everything.
Now, I believe the reporting of Maggie Haberman at the New York Times once upon a time, she said, you know, Trump used to try to feel important. He'd take a stack of crap with him on the airplane. You know, it could be newspaper clippings, yeah, classified documents.
I used to travel with my college books all the time. Never cracked them, never read them, but I had them with me just in case I was feeling motivated.
Well, much like Donald Trump, and I brought this up at the time, and you know I've always characterized these possible classified documents, you know, the simple possession of them, those are paperwork crimes. Now, the dissemination of them, that would rise to a whole different level. And we've never actually seen any evidence or seen public reporting, but we've speculated.
There has been some public reporting.
That he showed it to buddies, cronies.
That he showed it to donors. Come on, man.
So donors, cronies,
whatever, man. If I take, you know, secret documents and show them to somebody who gave me money, it almost seems like they're, I don't know, buying access to those documents, like they're paying me for those documents. That's what I'm saying, man. How do you not? These guys aren't cronies or buddies. Number one, Donald Trump has no friends. He has no buddies. He has cronies.
No, you have no friends. You have no buddies.
Don't be projecting now, Crudy. I am your friend. This is Donald Trump, man. So, no, he wasn't showing these to friends. He was showing them the reporting I saw to donors. He was showing secret documents to people who gave him money. If you gave me money and I did something, wouldn't you say that perhaps you paid me for those things? And if you did pay me for, I don't know, secret documents, wouldn't that be very bad?
But you're implying he sold the secret documents. I'm implying, saying.
What do you call it when you give money?
Bragging.
Someone gives
showing
you money.
Showing off.
Someone gives you money and you give them secret documents.
I think it's something of that sort. What do I know?
Come on.
I think the more important thing, and you know this is always where I've come down on this issue, the January 6th is
For the country,
issue.
Certainly. That is the
history.
Yes, yes.
And obviously I want to see accountability for the January 6th. I am not just in it to see Donald Trump go to jail, although that will be a sweet day if it ever comes. Dom, I haven't heard your latest thoughts. Is Trump ever going to do a perp walk? And I don't mean, you know, the turn yourself in.
I'm telling you, man, I still stand by my position. And, you know, this is the nice thing about speculating on the radio. You can say whatever you want. You roll the tape later. If I'm right, I'll remember, and I'll tell you. If I'm wrong, no one will remember, except maybe Crudy. I don't think Trump
may hold it against.
I don't think Trump debates in Wisconsin in Milwaukee in August for Fox News.
Wrong.
I don't think that happens. I don't think Trump makes it to the convention in Milwaukee next year.
Well, that's a whole different contention.
Well, those are two of my predictions, and I've said it, and I'm standing by it. I could be wrong, but
wrong on both counts.
Oh, really?
Not only will Donald Trump be on the debate stage in Milwaukee in August, and we'll probably be at some nearby bar, I suspect, doing our dynamic coverage, Cafe Hollander, something like that. But Trump will be there. And above and beyond that, not only will he be in Milwaukee for the RNC, it'll be his nomination coronation, baby. Trump's your nominee again, 2024.
The civilly convicted rapist Donald Trump is
that guy.
That guy, yeah.
He's almost galvanized the field at this point. I mean, who's really the opposition? Is it Chris Christie? Is that going to be your guy? No, it's not going to be Christie. It's not going to be Nikki Haley. It's not going to be Tim Scott. And by all indications, it's not going to be Ron DeSantis. And they all split whatever sort of anti-Trump sentiment there might be, the meager anti-Trump sentiment in the Republican
Party. Right, they're fighting over the crumbs while Trump keeps
in the base.
40%.
And all Trump's got to 35 would get her done. Just a plurality. Just 35%. And it's a winner-take-all format. and he's going to win state after state after state. You know, so, he's got a rally, I believe, next week in
Fawny Willis, Iowa. From Fulton County, has given a window.
That's not a primary state.
Has given a window for the police to get their ducks in a row for when she drops her indictment.
Are you telling me they're imminent?
They're absolutely imminent. She says they're imminent.
So
every
she claims.
Day it becomes more and more imminent. So what? That just explain to me what happens between now and then. Fawny Willis, July 15th, drops the indictment. RICO charges, conspiracy, seditious,
and the Raven MAGA base.
Lay it all out.
They see the persecution of their Messiah, and they rally around Trump. And
Trump could very well be on trial for that seditious conspiracy
pretty quick.
By the time that rolls around.
I don't think so.
Not maybe August, but next year. Why not?
Because it doesn't go that fast, and with the habit
what
he
would,
has
what would
being
stop
able
Fawny
to,
Willis if she's got the second grand jury? What's going to stop him?
Just the wheels of justice move slowly.
Really?
I think so.
Think so? Because a lot of those people that were in January 6th are already sitting in jail.
Sure.
Right.
He's not.
Well, he's part of it.
Not even charged yet.
Not yet. But so you think he will be?
Oh, I absolutely think.
And
he
you
will
think
be.
That will have no bearing on his schedule, on his showing up, on his mindset, on the structure of the questions at the town halls or the debates? You don't think that's gonna? Hey, so when
he's already throwing
when you
people
were,
off
when you were convicted civilly
one?
For rape, you know, how'd that make you feel?
Who's gonna ask him that question, Chuck Todd?
Everybody better ask him that question. I would start with the town hall, Caitlin Collins, I believe, from CNN. She'll be the first one. Because this trial going on right now, I mean, they could come down real quick. Trump's supposed to be there, what, middle of the month on CNN? He could have a guilty verdict by then. From the sounds of the reporting,
civil trial,
they're not really even putting up any sort of defense.
We've appealed that. We've appealed.
Yes.
It's not a criminal conviction. He's not going to get hauled off in cuffs.
It is rape. Say it with me. Rape. Okay, now say, I'm going to vote for the rapist.
I didn't say I was going to vote for the rapist.
But you think people
I
are,
said the Craven MAGA base will.
You don't think they're going to be peeling off? As the more of this comes on, the more headwinds come on, the more weights that
not
the
enough
baggage
to prevent
that he
him.
Carries. That carries, man. He's going to be strapped, man. He's going to be locked down. He's going to be bouncing from courthouse to courthouse. When's he going to debate?
I don't care if they wheel him in to the RNC with that Hannibal Lecter face on. He's going to accept the coronation. He's going to be your nominee. And with a little bit of luck, we might be in the room again. That was a very dark night.
He's going to be
at the Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland in
16. DeSantis will be have his face cut off, and he'll put the DeSantis face on, and he'll just, you know, he'll escape then, right?
Is that how he's going to, him or Nicolas Cage? 844.
Face off.
967-2789. Dynamo Dave from Duluth, Minnesota. Welcome, Dave. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call today. Hey, when is that monster AM station or whatever going to be on? Have your show
WBZH, the buzz of the north, man. It's coming your way. It's on the air at 9:10 a.m., but we're throwing a shiny new 5,000-watt Nottel receiver at it, man. We're going to blast it all the way to Duluth. I don't know. When's it going to stop snowing in northwestern Wisconsin, Dave? As soon as we got solid ground.
We broke, 60 degrees yesterday, and it's 50 right now. So it now stops snowing, so we can get that signal from them.
Buddy, the part's 800 pounds. When the ground can sustain 800 pounds plus the forklift to carry it, plus I need about 2 days to get the engineers up there, and then we're going to blast your ears off, Dave, in Duluth.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Say, do you remember when George H.W. Bush had Dan Quayle as his running mate?
Hell, Dan Quayle was the only thing that preserved our democracy. The advice he gave to Mike Pence? I mean, thank you,
Isn't
Dan Quayle.
Ironic? Isn't it ironic? Because it's like when George H.W. Bush picked Quayle, you know, everybody thought, what a lightweight guy to have as a vice president.
Has your opinion changed about that, Dave?
Well, after you said democracy, now I'm thought it might be brighter than I thought. But anyway, but what I was getting at is, do you remember when Biden said he's going to be a bridge candidate? He himself is be a presidential one-termer bridge candidate to the next person in the, you know, Democratic Party. And all the corporatocracy candidates fell in line, dropped off to the race, out of the race. And Bernie, it was just him and Bernie going at it. And Bernie, you know, he couldn't outflank.
Wait, you think I've forgotten that? I have nightmares about that Dynamo Dave.
Kamala Harris, don't you think she was chosen as some sort of inoculation that we're never going to, nobody's going to try to get rid of Biden because Kamala Harris, what has she done?
Well, no, I don't think they picked Kamala Harris because, you know, if Biden got assassinated or something, it'd be so god-awful to the Republicans. I'm not sure what your strategy of flanking would be exactly there. No, I think they picked Kamala Harris. She was, a former prosecutor in California. Very intense. I've told you this many times on the radio.
She ran for president herself, too, right?
Well, unsuccessfully.
Well, right, but obviously, but and listen.
Who mentioned the other day, though, when she grilled Bill Barr from Capitol Hill?
Yeah.
I mean, that was her at her strongest moment, perhaps. But as a candidate, she never quite found her stride. Let's see if we can sneak at least one more call in this segment. I don't mean to cut you short, but I want to leave time for Hoosier Bob. How you doing, Bob?
Hey, Bob.
I'm doing good, boys. How are y'all?
Awesome.
Okay, I have to agree and disagree with you guys.
All right, lay it on us.
I
disagree with Dom and agree with me.
I would pay solid hard money to watch Donald Trump get perp walked in an orange suit.
On the other hand,
I don't think. I think he's going to blow up his heart or have a stroke before it happens.
I don't think, he's like a cockroach, dude. It's like Mr. Burns. Remember that old Simpsons episode when he had all the diseases and they were all like keeping him alive, somehow counterbalancing everything? I think all the fat in his heart is somehow keeping him alive.
I don't wish him bad. I don't want to see him die. I'm not that person. But I think it's one or the other.
Well, the actuarial tables do exist. Thank you for the call, Bob. 844-967-2789.
Rally around the family with a pocket full of shells.
Isn't Paul Ryan's favorite band? Rage Against the Machine.
They were raging against him, right?
I don't know if he still knows that.
He is the machine.
You know, and he's on the board at Fox News, and the reports, the board of Fox News shocked when, the Tucker Carlson, that's not how white men fight.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fridays with WFHR.halfdeals.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
Celebrate Cinco de Mayo with this week's deal from La Taqueria. Get a $50 gift card bundle for just $25. That's right, a $50 gift card bundle for just $25. La Taqueria, where passion meets flavor, service, and tradition.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.halfoffdeals.com.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 7 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is ready for your next game day visit and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey,
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
672-7-8-9. Dom, we'll get there in just a minute. The allegation being made on the Fox News Digital, just through the headline, haven't really read more deeply about it, but the headline was effectively the Dem support of billionaire that's funding the Blasey, not Blasey Ford, who's
E. Jean Carroll?
E. Jean Carroll. The lawsuit actually was a Epstein acquaintance. And the, of course, the allegation or the implication being made is that, you know, he somehow wrapped up with some of the Epstein pedophilia. I don't even know what's the accurate term for the guy.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I do suspect he did not commit
child
suicide.
Sex trafficking, that kind of thing, sex trafficking, whatever. Okay, so what, the mega donor has been, he visited Epstein's private island?
Apparently.
Okay, and that takes away from E. Jean Carroll's testimony that Donald Trump raped her?
I think they're trying to blunt the perhaps civil verdict that's coming soon, Don. It may be coming soon.
But again, that while that is certainly gross, if you go to the pedophilia island, you know, I'd question you. But that doesn't take away from the fact that Donald Trump, apparently, according to E. Jean Carroll, raped her in the department store and then defamed her and lied about it afterwards. So whether or not she's, you know, paying it because she saved her pennies from working at McDonald's when she was 10 years old, or somebody's funding the effort, those facts still remain.
844-967-2789. Your phone call still welcome. Steve from Minneapolis, listening on KTNF 950 AM. Steve, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Steve.
Hi, guys. Just a couple of quick observations on the Tucker Carlson, whatever it was. Antifa is not a thing. I tried to join. I could not find the application anywhere. And
it's right next to the Solidarity Sing-Along application here in Wisconsin. They were the protest singers that used to sing at Walker.
Yeah. Well, if you're not against fascism, you're anti-American. Enough of that.
Right.
If that's not how white men fight, he's obviously never been to a biker bar.
Mm. That's more Dom's territory. What happens at those biker bars, Steve?
Well, okay, quick story. I was sitting at the bar one night, and, you know, there's a bunch of idiots called the old-timers, and they couldn't even provoke it themselves. They had to get a girl to steal my lighter. And then when I got pissed off, there was like four guys waiting for me in the parking lot. That's all I got to say on that.
Wow, Steve. Well, I'm glad you made it through. You know, it's obviously when altercations occur, Steve, you know, it's hard to say what will happen in the fog of war, right? But it's the so very blatant racism from Tucker Carlson that apparently made the Fox News board, you know, people like former Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, you know, big Rage Against the Machine fan. That
don't forget P90X.
Oh, man.
Don't skip leg day, bro.
No, dude, do you even do legs? Do you? Is there even a leg day for you?
He's kind of pencil neck.
He's a little bit. It's all about diet at this age, Crudy. You know what I'm talking about.
No, not really.
But it's the racism, and how is this the one thing? This is the issue that is too far for the Fox News board. Well, that's not how white people fight. But the white replacement theories and all the crazy stuff that Tucker Carlson has said over the years, of course, fired by other cable news channels, that as well. Come on. 844-967-2789.
Our buddy Jake from Eureka, California. How you doing, Jake?
Hey, Jake.
Hey, guys, how's it going? So
Disgusting. Donald Trump is such a coward. This guy will not even go on a stand and defend himself in the trial.
If you were accused of rape and you know you did it, would you show up at the trial to testify? And apparently his deposition was a train wreck. They didn't want their client on the stand. Even Taco Pina had the common sense not to put that client
on the
stand.
Literally, Jake, he has no defense. That's the defense. They have no defense. What is his defense? Wasn't me.
Guilty.
Wasn't me. That's his defense.
It's not my type.
Yeah, exactly. His admitted record is, she's not my type, and I get to grab women whenever I want to and do what I want to them because I'm rich and famous. That's his record.
Yes.
So but he takes a TikTok.
That, Trump.
TikTok first, Jake. Yeah. He TikToks up, so it's all good.
No, the whole thing is, if the Republicans, if they want to nominate this loser for a third time,
they will.
Best of luck. You're going to lose again. And
yes.
The Democrats are going to laugh at all you Republicans.
It's going to, you know, they talk, Jake, thank you for calling. I keep stepping on you. I apologize. They talked about the red wave that was coming in the midterms. Oh, there's going to be a bit of a red wave. I think it's the bloodbath that's coming in the 2024. Because, Dom, this is a terrible trajectory these Republicans are on. And we've seen the primary battles. We saw it in the gubernatorial race. Why? Tim Michaels. Well, he just crapped all over Rebecca Clayfish.
The other Republican.
The other
primary,
Republican.
Yes.
And there was no reconciliation.
No.
And Michaels, in what was relative to Wisconsin politics, a landslide, lost to Tony Evers by almost 90,000 votes. And then we had Dan Kelly, who was supported by the aforementioned Dick Uihlein, the billionaire sort, the MAGA supporting, the January 6th supporting Dick Uihlein.
Yeah, apparently.
The Dan Kelly supporting. And Dan Kelly was a completely unappealing candidate. How do we know that? He had lost by 163,000 votes to Joe Kurofsky. He had a track record as a loser, and he only won the primary with the support of the billionaire Dick Uihlein.
What'd you say, Crudy? You can't spell Kelly without two L's.
Yeah, he's got two big fat ones. I mean, this guy has lost two Supreme Court races by historic numbers, mathematically. So, anyways, I can't wait until first the primary bloodbath. And I mean, even Florida Republicans right now, they can't wait till Ron DeSantis goes and declares and leaves them alone so they can just, you know, pretend to govern. Because right now they're putting forth a lot of crap like Scott Walker did when he ran for president, but he was the governor of the state of Wisconsin, and all his policies came through the prism of what's going to appeal to Christian conservatives in Iowa. Well, that's the way Ron DeSantis is fighting with Disney and governing right now. But you put those two on the stage in Milwaukee, they'll both be there. They'll both be there.
Oh, man. I don't know, man.
I'll take that action right now. I won't wait till May 17th. I'll take your action on the debate in Milwaukee. DeSantis v. Trump might be the only debate with both candidates because DeSantis is going to cry and go home.
You know, DeSantis
and failed
going out on tour and debating, it might be wise for him to just to lay off this one. You know what I mean?
This presidential?
Well, it depends. What's your calculation? Is your calculation that Donald Trump shows up and, you know, brings his 35% guarantee and the rest of the Republican field, they split and Trump's your guy?
Absolutely. I'm doing the math.
Right. Or you do the math and say, well, Donald Trump's going down.
No.
So now's my time to get in.
Well, I think DeSantis thinks he's just the guy that can take him down, but he's wrong.
No, not going
like
down.
You often
not
are.
Going down politically. Going down criminally, man. You still haven't told me how he gets out from all of these investigations, Crudy.
Time.
He doesn't have any time.
He'll have enough to win the nomination. Stick around. The Empowered Caregivers 7.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water, and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog.
If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5